Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, good day, wherever you are in internet radio land. I am your host, Justin C. Kurtz, and welcome to the Musings of a Modern Man. I have a very exciting episode for you today. You may find yourself really intrigued by this topic, and if so, you can call in at 516-453-9485. Today, we're talking about self-directed learning or a self-directed education. And I have some vast personal experience with this, I guess. This concept was revolutionary in my life about 8 years ago. And technology and its changes and looking at what's possible for the modern man to do really made me realize that our current educational platform is broken. And we all kind of know that now. I've put some pictures in, if you're looking at this through the archives, there's some great pictures, and one of which is the debt ratio of student debt. There's warnings everywhere that the student debt bubble is about to explode, and that's a debt that you can't write off. There's no way to get out of it. There's no bankruptcy on student debt because you owe the government, and so the goal is then, well, you'll go work for the government. And so we have to think about some solutions, because ultimately the modern man has to realize that the way we've been doing things aren't going to work in our high-tech world. And I've got some great resources that we're going to turn to back up my information and my own personal history. And we're going to talk about just some principles of what the self-directed education is. You know, what are some actual elements? What does it look like when you put it into practice, right? Then we'll talk about some activities that you can do if you're on the road to a self-directed learning style, or that's something that you want to do. And we may, if we have time, we'll talk about personal development and its place, some places that you can look, some other tools that you might utilize to aid in your self-directed learning. But most importantly, I want to share with you, of course, vision and the vision for what I want to do all around this subject as a solution to the educational problem. I asked myself about 8 years ago, well, if I could solve the problem, what would I do? And because somebody told me I was the problem, that people like me were the problem because of the way I viewed the world and my thoughts about things. And so I said, well, if I'm the problem, then I'm the solution. And I began to look at, well, how could I really solve the problem? Where is the core of the issues? And I began to look at all the issues and tie them back to their beginning. And their beginning really came back to education, especially higher education. We now require, or most businesses traditionally, and this has been the mindset, and somewhat is changing, and I'm going to get to that in just a second, but the mindset was you have to have this degree from a nice school, and you got to have good grades, and you got to do all those right things in order to get a good job. And then you'll work that good job, and you're on the 45-year plan. You work that good job for 45 years, and then you get to retire on a half to a third of the most you ever make in your lifetime. That's been the plan. That actually is the American dream plan. That's what we're told and shown in school, and that's what our entire education system is built around, which was the model that we created back in the Industrial Revolution. And we've never updated education. And see, now we're in what's known as the technology revolution, right? The age of technology is here, but we're still educating in the world of the Industrial Revolution to create workers that went and work at a factory for 45 years and then retire on a half to a third of their income. We don't have that lifestyle anymore. So it's time for a new education. But there's good news. If you go to a great group, I've been following their story for a long time. I had some early talks with them because I was interested in education as well as them, and just connecting through this wonderful thing called the internet and social media. a group called UnCollege, and they've got a great story, and they do what's called a gap year, which is just kind of some one-on-one coaching, and they help people, and they do some skill building, but they're really a self-directed learning organization, and they try to help people put together a learning for themselves. And they've got a great article talking about the real-world practice is exactly what research confirms, as having the greatest impact on your preparation as an effective human being. Wow. Who doesn't want to be an effective human being? I want to be the most effective human being I can. So that means I need real-world practice at being a human being in order to be an effective human being. Well, that makes sense. But that's why applying new skills in a variety of settings is the core of our program. This is UnCollege talking. Right? The Harvard Business Review reported recently that this is the kind of education that more and more employers are seeking in their new hires, because skills, not degrees, are what matter most. And I think that's great. And so I urge you, if you don't believe their quote, to go look and find the Harvard Business Review and verify that employers want skills. I even recently overheard Glenn Beck talking to the CEOs of Google. And then he mentioned later that, Google doesn't care about your resume as far as where you went to school and if you have a degree. They want to know, can you do it? In fact, one of their recruiting campaigns was they put this problem on a billboard, and if you could solve the problem and break the code, then you got an interview with Google. So they're much more focused on applicable skills than that piece of paper, and this is the future. But the problem is, and until here real soon, if things go well for me, dear listener, and for you, there hasn't been many options for getting assistance and really getting direction in a self-directed education or a self-directed learning. So I like to provide resources. That's what I'm here. So we're going to go over some principles and elements that I found from just doing some basic research on self-directed learning. Again, this information is coming from people that have had positive experiences in self-directed learning. But I want to preface all this by saying this isn't for everybody. It takes some serious discipline. It takes some focus. And we'll talk about some of those things as we continue. But this isn't the answer for everybody. But it was an answer for me. When I looked at where I was at after my third heart surgery and what could I do for a living, I don't want to be on disability forever. I can do this temporarily. Well, then where could I go from there? Well, I could go be a teacher, and I could spend $50,000 to be a teacher and go get a degree so that I have a degree that says I know enough. I have an MBA, so now I can teach. Or I could just start my own college. And that's what I decided to do. I decided I'm going to start my own college. In fact, I'm actively working at financing for that. I've got a location picked out where we're going to do it, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later, so stay tuned. But let's talk about some principles of what a self-directed education is. And when I started, I didn't even know what I was trying to do. Like, I just knew I could read books and I could educate myself. And with technology, there's more and more information out there, and it was becoming more and more readily available. So I knew that the future was going to hold where education was not what it used to be, and you would have to direct your own education. But the modern man has to be in charge of not only his own education, his own health care, his own food. I mean, the modern man really needs to be sustainable, which means he can provide for himself all the things that he or she needs. And education is one of those things that all people need. So some principles of self-directed education. The first principle is that the program should be congruent with a life of learning. You see, we learn naturally to be lifelong learners. We've created this system where you go to school for 12 years and then that education is done. And if you choose, you can go for higher education, but otherwise you're done. You don't need any more educating after that. What a crock of tootie. I mean, just what a load. Well, education is lifelong, especially in our advancing and ever-changing world. If you're not keeping your skills up to date, you're getting outdated basically every 2 years now with technology and changes. So this is definitely something that's important. We have to have a life of learning attitude. So if you can't have that attitude, then this isn't the program for you. A second principle is that programs should be adapted to the maturity or the transitions, basically just to the life of the student. Where are they at in their life? Right. So take, for example, an adolescent student. Adolescents experience rapid physical, cerebral, and hormonal change. It's often destabilizing to not just the adolescent, but to everybody around them, right? Temper tantrums, screaming, slamming doors, freaking out, right? So as they go through these transformations and these passages and things, if we can establish learning such as how to control those things, and maybe right now during these years we really start reading books and understanding stories of people who deal with emotional distress and how they handle it. Right, they help them with the development of reflecting on who they are and their character and their competence, and because identity is huge at this point, right? This is why in public school, what clothes they wear or whatever is important to the masses is what's important to the child trying to please the masses, right? And so there's this constant back and forth of them trying to figure out just who they are in the world. But really, the who you are has nothing to do with how you're reflected on the outside. It's what's your character, what's your integrity, what do you believe in, what are your values, things that we don't really discuss in our typical education. Well, I want to share is if you're doing a self-directed education, if you're providing yourself or your family this model, the program should be concerned with all aspects of a full life. So as a coach, I coach teens, young adults, and adults in a self-directed style, right? We sit down and we work out what are your challenges in life and what do you want to focus on. So maybe for an individual, their finances are a wreck. So we figure out what can we learn, and I as their coach and the person that just wants to add value to people, I provide resources and tools to help them understand money and finances and financial management, not from my experience, but from millionaires, billionaires, and people that have financial success and have proven these principles in their own life, right? So you have to encompass the whole life when you're teaching, especially if you're starting with young people and you're looking at your kids for this as a homeschool option. Be thinking about, well, what does the 85-year-old you want? That was the question I would always ask, and I still ask of everybody, what is the future you want? If you could sit down and talk to the 85-year-old version of yourself, how would they feel about your decision right now? What do they need to learn? You know, we have to stop looking at life as, oh, it's just today. You know, we have this option of 85 years, the average in the U.S. It's better in some countries, worse in others. Maybe let's just throw 85 years out there. That's a pretty long time to live and to learn and to grow and to get better and to become that effective human being. So the fourth principle in learning should be to employ a full range of human capacities. So that includes your senses, your emotions, actions, as well as intellects, right? So you got to have direct experience. And sometimes in our world right now, we're not getting even just engaged human experience. So creating an education platform that allows for that and is conducive of that. The fifth principle, activities should be conducted in settings suited to their development, right? So if sitting in a classroom is not suited to your development, then the learning shouldn't be in a classroom. I mean, who wants to sit and listen to the same person for 8 hours a day talk about 8 different subjects, all for 30 minutes apiece, in a very boring and monotone way? That is not how we learn. That is not the way we want to learn. So, again, it's just utilizing every tool out there and figuring out what works for you as an individual. This is your self-directed education. So if you're a parent guiding a child in this, or I'm a coach guiding a client in this, you still have to decide what ways do you learn. And I can introduce you to this exciting new tool that I am proud to represent. It is created by a company called Nervonix, and it is the MindWave Mobile Training Enhancement Tool. I don't really know how else to describe it. This thing measures your brain waves while you are involved in an activity. And it can tell you how much you're focused and how much you're not focused. Say, for example, you've got a self-directed education, and you're using YouTube to be able to learn about how to build anything, right? Like I saw a really cool sniper rifle made out of PVC pipe. So you're learning how to make your own do-it-yourself sniper rifle on YouTube. That's a cool modern man kind of creation, right? So you can put this headset on, and you can sit down with your tools, and you can watch this, and you can measure how much did I pay attention, and you can notate, okay, these areas, I kind of lost focus. Maybe I was thinking about what was already said or whatever, but I missed something there. So you can go back and you can specifically learn about what area you missed out on. And I just think this is phenomenal. So if you're interested in enhancing your company's training, if you want to enhance your students' study time, if you're trying to enhance your own self-directed learning, please get a hold of me. Contact me through Facebook, through Twitter, Justin C. Kurtz, or here on Blog Talk Radio. Reach out to me. I will have websites and things up soon and be making those available. So stay tuned. Subscribe so that you can keep up with this and many of the other amazing products that we are going to be bringing you. So let's talk about some of the elements, the actual, what's it look like for a self-directed learning. SDL is the abbreviation, though I don't really care for it because it always makes me think of the wacko bull with the church. So anyway, here's some elements of how it actually looks like. The student controls the learning experience as much as possible, right? So this is a major shift. This is something vastly different. So our belief systems, again, this show is about belief systems, leadership, and vision. We're going to lead a new world into a new way of educating for the future, and it's going to require a change in belief systems about where learning comes from. Learning does not come from the teacher. It comes from the student. And so our model currently of teacher control has to shift, and it's got to go to student control and really just mentorships or trainings or just having specific experts come in at the right times for the right subjects if a student can't find resources on their own. But now you can take university classes from Stanford. You can take university classes from Harvard for free with iTunes. There are so many open source resources out there. The student just needs to know where do they want to go in life. What kind of lifestyle do they want to live? That's the number one element that you have to ask now versus what we typically ask. The traditional educational model asks, what do you want to do for a living? The new self-directed education asks, what kind of lifestyle do you want to live? And then we're going to build your education around the lifestyle that you want to live. Of a self-directed education is skill development. Again, we've talked about this. This is the new normal, which was the old normal, and we kind of got lost for a little while in this educational storm of, well, we're just going to require everybody to have an education because I was required to have an education to get my job, so I'm going to require you to have an education because I had to spend all this money and I'm in debt, so I get to ask for more money, but I'm going to create the same problem for you, and then I'm going to have to pay you more money, right? That's our typical development control. Right? We're not worried about skills. We're just worried about the degree, which is why we have such a massive amount of cheating and scandal in our education system, like what happened down in Georgia, where the entire district was involved and several hundred people were arrested because they were cheating on the standardized tests to get more federal dollars so that they each got more bonuses. Right? Or Harvard, where all the students in the ethics class cheated because the emphasis isn't on character development, it isn't on skill development, it's on getting the degree at any cost, even ridiculous amounts of debt, right? So we're going to focus this on what skills, talents, and things do you need to be the person that you want to be that most effective human? And that's what I started asking myself. What can I do with my limited physical health and just the different things that I was facing at the time? The focus was, what can I do? And I've got a great video on my YouTube channel that you can check out that talks about being a can, and I can, and it talks about all the different things that I can do despite all the things that I can't do. And that's what a self-directed education is really all about. What can you do, and what skills can you develop? I'm trying to develop my communication skills. That's why I chose this radio platform. It was a much more conducive environment for the type of communicating that I like to do. So, third element, what does this look like? How are we getting and creating a self-directed education? The third element is students learning to challenge themselves to their best possible performance. The student direction is dormant without challenge. And this isn't about a test. This is about a, can I do it faster? Can I do it better? Can I do a better job of that? Can I be more prepared? Can I get more sales? All right. There are so many ways that you can challenge yourself, but you have to keep score. Yeah, I was blessed. Right as I started doing this, I got involved with a network marketing company called Life. And Life has been great because they introduced and backed up what I was already trying to do. I knew I was trying to educate myself, but I found out that, hey, rich people do this, and this is pretty normal. And then they started teaching that people don't keep score. So they taught me how to keep score in my life. So what's important to me? And then I have to score that. If I say family is important to me, then by gosh, I better have family on my calendar. And did I complete my family activities for the day? I've done a lot of self-learning, learning who I am, why I do the things I do, what is important to me, so that I can appropriately get the most out of my time. I'm blessed because I know that my time is limited. Every night that I go to bed, I have a ticking clock in my heart that says, time's running out. Your batteries are wearing down. You've got to make the most out of each day. So I challenge myself. I can find challenges in all sorts of simple things. Going for a walk some days can be a nice challenge, right? But you have to decide what's a challenge for you and how are you going to overcome yourself and your own limits of what can be done. The fourth element to a self-directed learning is self-management, right? You got to manage yourself and your own learning. You have to be able to be the one in charge. Nobody else can do it for you. Nobody can manage your time. This takes discipline. And again, this is part of your education, learning that discipline. The fifth element is a student motivates and assesses their own efforts. Again, there's some great tools and resources. If you tie it to a business or to entrepreneurship, there's measurements that you can take that you can see success in your life, and you can know, hey, am I learning? And with the Nervonix mind wave, listen, you can get a digital readout and know, when am I focused and when am I not focused? Great for people with learning issues, or if you're elderly and you're concerned about your mental state, this is a great way to train and make sure that you're able to maintain focus. You can do it as a self-directed learner. One, get started, right? Determine how much you want to learn, where you want to learn, find resources, go out and just start saying, hey, what can I do to learn? Pick a topic that you just want to know more about and start learning about it, right? One of the most effective activities that you can do, though, is to start a book of your own, to write a journal of learning. Now, when I did it, I took an approach that I was going to write what I was doing that day, what it was going to do for me, and how that was going to impact the future, not just in my own foreseeable future, but generations to come. And that's what I did. That was my initial book. And I did it to change the world, and personally, for me, it changed the world. It changed the way I looked at the world. It changed the way I thought about the world. It changed how I associated with the world. So the power of a journal and a self-directed education has transformed my life, right? I went from sick, broke, and stupid to healthy, wealthy, and wise. Right? I got double-digit savings when I used to be $100,000 in debt. Now, how did I do that? I taught myself about money, how it works, how people get it, and most important, how they keep it or how they utilize it to make more money for them. Right? I've learned a great deal about a lot of things, and I've put together a solution. Because when I started, the idea was to be a teacher, to be a creator of educational solutions. And so I want you to start wrapping your mind around what I have in mind for the future. And if you're out there and you're listening and you think this is a good idea and you like the self-directed education, I definitely would love to have you reach out to me so we can discuss how you can become involved in making the dreams that I wrote about in my book that is available on Amazon under The Adventures of Conrad von Supertramp. And I'm going to briefly touch on what I want to do to make this a reality and how you can be involved. I'm going to revitalize rural America by investing in buildings that allow for both residential and commercial business operations. We are going to have students pay to be taught how to create and manage a self-directed education. We will provide them professional development skills that are most required to be successful in any career, in any industry, which are communication skills, people skills, and individual financial management skills, leadership skills, those things that are not currently being taught day to day. Outside of the learning labs, there are students' time and experience will be spent starting and running businesses. In a high tourist area, they will have options for manufacturing, for real estate development, for retail, for operating bars and restaurants, internet marketing, sales online, direct sales. There are so many opportunities for the entrepreneurial-minded student that I can't even go into them all, because the students will direct the outcomes of the businesses. The students will work under mentorship, guidance, and will put together the right team of leaders to help guide and mentor in legal, financial, leadership, and business sales and marketing to ensure that students get a quality education. And then using our MindWave and the technology and the agreement that we're developing in your learning labs, you're going to know, hey, did I focus on those skills that I determined I needed the most? And in the end, we're going to give you 360-degree evaluations developed by the John Maxwell team that will give you insight into where you started and where you ended up, how well you did and how well you improved, and where you need to improve going forward in areas of your leadership. You also have self-measurement tools. All of this will be created for an investment of less than $15,000 a year, including your cost of living. This is my solution. This is my vision. This is the self-directed education solution of the future. And I hope you're as excited as I am about it. I have so many great things ahead. Stay tuned. Subscribe. Become a part of this. And let's learn together how we can be more, do more, serve more, love more, and provide more education for the future of not only this country, but this great earth that we have. So stay tuned, subscribe, pay attention. Like a star for me,